Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week at this time on stations all around the country to bring you up to date on things that are important. It's a value-added program for those who are family farmers, those people who have smaller farms, who are not part of the huge agro world, the agribusinesses. 96% of the farms in this country still family-owned and run, and those are the folks that I'm talking to as we start every week with some of the news that affects all of us. I thought this was important from the National Farmers Union Anniversary Convention. The Secretary of Agriculture was there, and he announced that there are rules being put together regarding the voluntary Product of USA label for meat, poultry, and egg products. So under the circumstances, when you think about the rule being, it's truth in advertising, right? Truth in labeling. For too long, family farmers have been competing in a market where imported products are fraudulently labeled as a product of the United States. How in the name of heaven this got to where it is, whether it was the last Secretary of Agriculture or people back fixing the problem doesn't involve fixing the blame, but it is good to know who your friends are. This is part of the Fairness for Farmers campaign. There is an aggressive advocacy for truth in labeling, as well there should be. You may or may not remember a number of years ago when there was a ballot initiative had been started by farmers in California to get this rule in place, in play in California, so it became a referendum question on the ballot. And because Monsanto and Bayer and all the other outfits that are connected to Big Ag spent $40 million to kill this initiative at the ballot box by confusing people as to what actually was being proposed, the initiative lost. So you still can't in California, pretty much anywhere else, get labels that are that tell the people who are your customers that you have beef or whatever the product is that's grown in America. Can you imagine living in a country where beef that comes from Brazil and Chile and maybe even China, who knows where it comes from, isn't labeled, so you don't know whether you're buying beef that's grown in America or someplace else. You don't know what's in it. There are a lot of people who have become sick over the years eating some of this meat from other places because it's not properly supervised. There's more supervision given to the stuff that's grown here in our country, and I'm not saying supervision is bad, but for God's sakes, put everybody on an even playing field. This is long overdue. Product of USA labeling is something that should have been mandated a long, long, long time ago. So now that it's in the works, let's make sure we keep pushing it with connections to our local legislators and to members of Congress and Senate members that you can connect to through whatever organization you may be in. But let's get it taken care of. Here's something that I'm not sure I get, why the government wants to have the livestock antibiotic sales require a prescription from a veterinarian. So my advice to you, given this is in the news this week, a reminder that over-the-counter livestock antibiotics will require a prescription in the next couple of months. Get to know your local veterinarian now and establish a veterinarian-client-patient relationship if you expect to treat livestock in the future, because the over-the-counter livestock antibiotics will be a thing of the past. There are a lot of people who are running extension services in colleges and universities around the country. A lot of them have schools for veterinarians. They're trying to help livestock owners were used to being able to go to the feed store and buy some of the antibiotics there. There's been a curtailment of this over the last few years, and now it'll be completely shut off. The questions that let livestock owners know what to do are all over the American Farm Bureau Federation website and National Farmers Union. You can find information there from professors in ag schools, from veterinarians who know what the new rule is all about. But essentially, what the Food and Drug Administration has said, telling manufacturers of medically important antimicrobial drugs that continue to be available over the counter and are approved for use in animals, both companion and food producing, regardless of delivery mechanism, to voluntarily bring these products under veterinarian oversight. So the labels of the over-the-counter antibiotics that are still around for livestock, those will read on the label, caution, federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. The purchaser must have a prescription or a drug order to buy it. So this differs somewhat from the veterinary feed directive, and sometimes these things are confused. Over-the-counter antibiotics used in animal feed were moved to feed directive in 2017, allowing closer veterinarian oversight of some of these antimicrobial items that are in animal feeds. All the over-the-counter antibiotics placed in the drinking water were moved to prescription status at the same time. So this new rule concerns the antibiotics that remain available over-the-counter, injectables, intramammary, tubes and boluses, that sort of thing. I guess if you look at the antibiotics that are affected, prescription-only items include things that are injectable, intramammary penicillin, for example, oxytetracycline, sulfur drugs, and the like. I can't pronounce some of these things anyway, but you know what I'm talking about. If you're a cattle guy, you know it's going dairy or raising beef. Prescriptions required after June 11th for anything you use to treat your cows. That's the bottom line there. In a moment, we're going to meet Joey Gator, who is a CPA. It's important to talk about building wealth strategies on the farm. Tax strategies at this time of year are important, as the tax money's due in by April 15th. So how can we help you? We're going to do that, hopefully, with Mr. Jeter. I think it's Jeter, but I'll pronounce his name correctly when I meet him with you in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Back on the American Family Farmer this week with a gentleman who will help all of you, all of us, who are farmers who have or need strategies. Some of you may have come up with some good strategies, but there are unique opportunities on the farm, and you should know Joey Jeter is here. You are an accountant, a CPA from the University, well, you went to the University of Mississippi. Where is your practice, sir?
I'm located in Brownsville, Tennessee. We've got offices throughout West Tennessee. And
all right.
I manage our Brownsville office.
Yeah, okay. We're on the radio down there as well. So,
yes, sir.
This is, at this time of year, money is due in that's owed by the 15th of April. You may not have your tax return done until later in the year, August or October or whenever. But this is the time if you want to have a strategy for saving yourself some money, now's the time to get involved. How long have you been working with farmers as a CPA, Joey?
About 12 years. I've been in public accounting since 2005. I've been here in West Tennessee since 2011. I originally worked in Mississippi, and most of our farmers there were cattle farmers and tree harvesters, but moving here to West Tennessee in the Delta, a lot more row crops, soybeans, cotton, corn, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So are there tax strategies that are created specifically for farmers, or are some of the strategies you come up with, some of the advice you come up with, based on general tax principles?
We start generally, and then we kind of tailor to each individual client. We tend to do most of our tax planning November, December. We don't want you to be surprised come April 15th, or really in the case of the farmers, March 1st is a deadline where the farmer doesn't have to pay estimates throughout the year. They won't be hit with penalties for not filing those estimates.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to do our planning in November and December. Once most of the crops out of the field, and it may still be in the grain bins and whatnot, but at least at that point, most everybody knows what they've got, what the crop look like, and a fairly good idea of what the prices are going to be. Some of our strategies include, obviously, purchasing equipment towards the end of the year, prepaying for expenses, whether that be, fuel or fertilizer or seed or whatever. Being that most farmers are cash basis, you can, if you spend, the money on December 31st, well, you may not get it, that seed until the next year. Being that you're tax basis, we can claim that expense in that previous year. Those are some of the easier things we like to do. I say easier.
Well, under the there's nothing easy about having to pay taxes. It's knowing what the ins and outs are, and I think that's why I wanted to have you here to go through the ins and outs. There's a thought in people's minds about wealth building strategies. Most of the family farmers I know aren't building any wealth other than what's in their land, and I want to talk about that in a matter of moments here. What do we do with land value, and how does that affect our assets, and what do we have to, the whole business about end-of-life stuff that we need to talk about as we continue here on the American Family Farm.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the fold here on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen here every week at this time, adding a couple of new stations this week to the fold. Most of the stations that carry the American Family Farmer also carry the Good Day program, which is what I do Monday through Friday, and some of the other shows that I have that are aimed at being public service. This program is a public service to farmers. I'm a small farmer myself, and I'm finding it interesting, although I will tell you that it's been very difficult over the years for me to make any money on my farm, which is we all obviously, I don't fortunately have to depend on my farm income, but I'd like it not to lose as much money as it does. And that's the problem, I think. Joey Jeter is here, a CPA from down in Tennessee. He's in an area where farming rules the roost. And so I guess I'm concerned about, we have things like wealth building strategies for some farmers, and you're talking about at the end of the year, if you've had a good year, buy equipment because you can write it off, that sort of thing. But what about those who don't make any money? You still have to file your taxes, and I suppose how you do your taxes in part is how you predicate whether you make any money, right? There are different ways of strategizing to make it seem like, well, and most people, you don't have to try too hard. In most of the areas where I am, family farms just don't make money. How do you keep yourself from getting into trouble, though, with that? Because the IRS is always looking for its pound of flesh.
Yes, sir. If you're not making any money or barely getting by, then obviously there's not a whole lot of tax strategy there because there's really not much of a tax liability. However, if you're not making money, there is a you want to pay something that's Social Security tax. So you'll have that if you know when you retire. There is an option that you can pay a minimum amount.
Yep.
That would help. You know, I don't know how far that's going to go, and will Social Security be here? You know, 20 years from now, that's another discussion for a different day. But as far as a lot of these family farms, like you say, most of the wealth and all is built in the land.
Right.
You know, some of that land has been in families for generations. And most, you know, and even most farmers around here, you know, some of these farms have been in families for, you know, 100 years, if not longer. it's hard to look at that as wealth because, you know, most farmers want to pass that on to the next generation.
Right.
You know,
but unfortunately,
legacy.
Yeah, here's a question. Mr. Jeter is down in Brownsville, Tennessee. Tennessee, as I said, is a big ag state. There are going to be a lot of farms that are going through this. When the father or the whether it's the patriarch or the matriarch, when they die, in order to pay death taxes, oftentimes the people who are left in the farm, if you know the only asset they have is the land, they have to end up selling the land. And this whole business about the death tax and how it can be avoided, I don't know. I'm going to ask you, we have a moment or two that we have to pause for some words from our local stations carrying this program. When we come back, I want to know if there are intelligent legal ways of keeping the government from getting a hold of the farm when the patriarch or matriarch dies, because that seems to me to be the biggest problem that we have, mandating the land has to be sold to pay these outrageous taxes. That's really a kind of a bottom line thing for most of the farmers listening, I'm sure. So hold on. Back with Joey Jeter and your thoughts, our thoughts about what we're doing to keep ourselves from having to pay more in taxes than we ought to. That's the theme this week on the American Family Farm.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Goldman Sachs is lowering its 2023 economic growth forecast over concerns about the strength of the banking sector. The firm lowered its growth forecast to 1.2%. That's a drop of 0.3 percentage points. Analysts think a pullback in lending will result in a tightening in bank lending standards. President Biden's outlining his plans for helping Americans achieve more savings on their health care costs. During a speech to health care professionals in Las Vegas Wednesday, Biden highlighted provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act that are starting to take effect, including capping the cost of insulin at $35 for seniors on Medicare. He also called out MAGA Republicans during the speech.
It's hard to believe, but they've already voted to change or get rid of the Affordable Care Act since it passed 50 times. They failed every time.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said entitlement reform would not be on the table in debt ceiling talks, at least. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back again in the second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week, concentrating on a conversation with Joey Jeter, who is a CPA down in Brownsville, Tennessee, talking about strategies that can be used for farmers, small farmers, family farmers, so that you can hold on to as much of your income as you can. This is a question for everybody in society, but because this is a farming program and this is the time of year, Joey is suggesting you should have started strategizing last year before you came to the end of the year. Get that, understand that. But some of the things that maybe are unforeseen, like the passing of the person who owns the land, who wants to pass the land along to the people in the family who would be the next generation farmers, but because of this is my editorial comment, stupid, ridiculous, confiscatory policies the federal government has. You know, the present group is in there. We're going to get all those millionaires and tax as much as we can from them. Well, a lot of times the rules apply to people who have died. What do we do, you know, to pay those death taxes, among other taxes? And oftentimes all you can do is sell the land. Which is certainly not in the best interest of the family farmer or the people who are using the products that are grown on the family farm. So, into the question and answer bin we go, Joey, there have to be ways, clever ways. I say this with all admiration. When new tax laws are passed, guys like you get into a closet and you find ways around the new laws that are passed, right? I mean, that's just kind of...
That's the thought process for sure. Luckily, yeah. I've got a great partners and great staff where I don't have to do it all myself. But, no, you're exactly right that most of, you know, family farmers' values in one of two things. It's in the equity of their land. It's in the equity of their equipment.
Yeah, the tools and equipment. Yep, right, exactly.
So, you know, right now, and I don't know a better way to say this, it's with the estate tax exemption now, it's for 2023, it's going to be a shade under $13 million per individual.
So how does that translate? Help us understand. Explain, please.
All right, so if you, and you know, obviously property values are different in different areas of the country and so on and so forth. So just say that somebody, the patriarch or the matriarch died in 2023. Well, if the land and all the equipment was less than $12.92 million, there would be no tax.
Say that again. Repeat that one more time, yes. Please, Joey.
Yes, sir. So if an individual who owns this, the land or equipment and everything that goes with it, if that is under $12.92 million in 2023, then that falls under that exemption that would not be taxed. Now, there was a time 7-8 years ago when the exemption was like $3 or $4 million. That's when people were getting, you know, when people passed, and it could be longer than 8 years. You know, time just starts blurring together at a point.
Right.
But there were people who were getting caught in that, you know, in those estate taxes, and estate tax rates pretty high. Like you said, that the only answer to pay those taxes was to sell the land. That's not a family farmer's dream. That dream is to keep that legacy going. It's a place for their great grandchildren to live off of and be raised. And so, as of right now, you know, the exemption is fairly high, historically speaking. Now, like you said, you know, tax laws change every year. You know, we hear about the big bills that get written and they get all the news and all that, but tax code changes every year. If there's one thing government's good at, it's writing tax laws.
Right. Well, the government writes a lot of bills and laws that don't serve the basic good, the common good of
Correct.
The people who are responsible. You can look at the current discussion about the farm bill mm-hmm. and what in the farm bill would be considered tax, whether it's tax law or influences tax law. The amount of money that comes in grants and aid. One of the things that isn't discussed often, all the programs that come from the USDA mm-hmm. and the help that supposedly is there for farmers, grants and aids, sometimes that stuff is taxable, right? So people, that when they apply these grants, think, oh, that's, you know, it's great, it's tax-free money. But oftentimes there is a consequence to it, much as we saw during the COVID situation. Some of the money that was available, you didn't have to pay back, and some of it you did. Yeah. So how do we ferret, how do we make our way through all of that?
But, you know, most USDA payments that farmers are getting, and I noticed they were not nearly as high this year as they've been in the past, those will be taxable. I don't know why government gives money away and then taxes
it. Yeah. Right.
It defies logic, but there are certain things. I know, you know, talking about the COVID, you know, there were PPP money was out there for farmers that had employees or sole proprietor. I think the max, and forgive me if I'm not getting these numbers right, but I think the max that a single sole proprietor, could get if they didn't have any employees was like $25,000 or something like that. That money was not taxable.
No, right. But there's stuff. There are EIDL loans that farmers have gotten, low interest rate loans. They're still going to pay them back. But those are deductible. You should make sure you're doing things like that. Whatever loans you have, no matter what they are, they're all tax deductible, are they not?
The interest rates are tax deductible. And like I said, they usually are lower rates. usually you have to jump through a few more hoops because it's, you know, it's a lot of red tape to get some of these, and because the rates are so low.
Right.
But yes, those payments would be deductible, and what you buy with that could possibly be deductible as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to ask you to come up with some tips that people can use, practical tips to cut the tax bill for the farmer, the family farmer, as we continue here. Stand by a little bit. Joey Jeter is here from Brownsville, Tennessee, a CPA specializing in farm in that area of the world. Farming is the number one. It's the biggest crop is the crop, if you will. And so there's a lot of experience there, and these things are aimed at helping you as you prepare to pay your taxes. Let's prepare to look our best, feel our best, and be our best. As the weather improves, we're ready to go. We're ready to get outside. We're ready to work. How are we feeling? How are we doing? Is your weight still hanging over you from all the, after you get finished with much of your work, unless you're a dairy person, the work gets slower in the wintertime in most areas of the country. So you get into Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the things that you do with your family. And maybe you're working, but you're not working as much and as hard. You're not getting as much exercise, so you put the weight on. Well, let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of that weight. Let's do it the drug-free, stimulant-free way. I was telling one of my other audiences this week about Calitrin, how the most sincere form of flattery is imitation, because there are now other products that are coming out that claim to be drug-free and stimulant-free, but they aren't the original. They aren't the best. This is an exciting product that has had such fabulous success and helped so many millions of people over the last 25 years. How can you not start? Test Calitrin. See how it works. Make sure that when you start the program, you've talked to a consultant. You can do that by just going to the Top Loss website, which is, the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com, and seek out a counselor. You hear Elizabeth Miller on many of these programs that I do. She's from Calitrin talking about the benefits of it. Ask for her. See if you can't get some help from them, because one of the things that makes it the nation's safest and leading weight loss supplement is because there's so much support, so much help from the people on the staff. So journey your way to better health. Get rid of the weight. Be a fighting weight, if you will, as the farming season begins. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin. And to start off this new program well, you get $20 off on a 90-day supply. Get it, use it, and enjoy the benefits of Calitrin, the natural way, the successful way to take off weight and to keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back with Joey Jeter from Brownsville, Tennessee. We're talking taxes this week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I have asked Joey to come up with a number of tips that would be sort of generic, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, what you're advising people to do to cut the tax bills, because there still is time to do some of this before April 15th, right, Joey?
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's still some time, a few things to do. Some of the tips that I would, like I said, they're pretty generic, but, I mean, they can save you some money. First, make sure that you're tracking your income and your expenses properly. You know, you don't want to overstate your income, but that's going to cause some unnecessary tax. And you don't want to miss expenses that you paid for, which would also increase some tax liability. The main thing I always tell clients is don't spend money just to save on taxes. Spend the money on something that you need, something that you can use. Don't go out and say, if I spend $1,000, I'm going to save myself, taxes. Well, that's true, but you're saving yourself pennies on the dollar. Is that a smart decision? Do you need to go buy a $50,000 tractor and depreciate that all in 1 year? You may. But typically we try to keep our depreciation over the life of that asset, because that helps you build equity and wealth. Because if you've gotten that tractor, you've probably financed it. Well, if you depreciate it all in the first year, you still got 4 or 5 more years of paying on that loan. Mm-hmm. So it's not very, it could help your tax liability in year one, but then you're just kicking the can down the road and putting yourself in a bind later on if something happens adversely.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'm sure a bunch of family farmers could do is paying their children to work for them. You can pay your kids a certain amount, and then they don't pay tax on it, and you get the benefit of the expense. And then we kind of like to do that, where the kids get the money and then it goes into, maybe college plan
or fund. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So there's some ways there that everybody benefits.
Do you have a website where people can go to kind of tap into all of your knowledge and all of your help?
Certainly. Yes, sir. Our website is www.crscpa.com, and you'll see our different locations and our other shareholders in the company, and there'll be stuff that kind of tells about us and what we do.
Yep. Well, it's vital for farmers and people in the agricultural field to make sure they're getting the best when it comes to advice for taxes, and sounds to me like you really know the ins and outs. Joey Jeter here to help us out with our tax strategies as we go into tax season here. The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Thank you so much. I'll take care.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now at 53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about our weekly podcast. You can hear the entire show, American Family Farmer Show, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or you can catch our podcast as well. They're all there in order, listed so that the highlights, if you look at the summation of one program, you look, oh, I want to listen to that. So go to the American Family Farmer Show. .com. Our most recent podcast is focusing on the crops that smaller farms are doing. We had a discussion about a Kentucky farm that was suspending horse racing operations because they couldn't hire skilled staff. That's become a real problem, I think, for a lot of folks. We met Kesha Cobb on the most recent American Family Farmer, who has a mink farm that was vandalized, and so that's something that we talked about. Also, she's in the Arkansas National Women in Agriculture Association. She's a speaker. She helps people get into farming. She's a small farmer herself, but a great story. So you can get the American Family Farmer Show podcasts free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so my thoughts this week are on the farm bill. I think this is something that we really all ought to be heard on. This is something that comes up every year. I think as we look at the beginning, as we're getting ready for the planting season, we're all optimistic. We hope that this season will be better than last year's. The latest farm income forecast makes it a little bit harder to hold on to that hope. So that's why we were kind of with the advice to you on taxation and stuff. Net farm income may fall this year because of a lot of things. Cost of money, cost of fuel, it's just everything is more expensive. Price a new tractor this year versus what you may have paid or you got priced last year, up 4%, 5%, 9%. Some of these, I don't know how people afford new tractors. I sure can't. But it's, you know, if you can, good. More power to you. At any rate, from my perspective, it's important to note that the ever-increasing food prices that hit all of us are not yielding higher money back to us, the farmers. Why is that? The same high prices that you pay at the grocery store or at the farmer's market, farmers struggling to stay afloat, razor-thin margins, circumstances beyond our control. A net of 7 cents of every dollar spent on food goes back to the farm. That is a damn outrage. So what's the story? And how does the farm bill interact or interface with that reality? That's yet to be determined because all the various interests are in there trying to get their licks. But it seems to me that we ought to be unified in making sure that the agribusinesses don't get a penny. Not 1 cent. That's the problem that over the years has crept into the system because of bad management in the ag department. There's all kinds of reasons for it. But now is time for you to stand up and say, enough is enough, and get to be an advocate for yourself. You know, you think about the debt, farm debt. We were just talking about this with a CPA. 70% of the debt is tied up in your land. And the values increase. So, again, when you're at the end of the line, what does that do for your family? The factors, lower livestock prices, crop prices, the end of the assistance from the pandemic, all of this stuff. We got to pass a farm bill, farm programs to help farmers manage risk, weather challenges, and to get that, to get into the face of the big ag outfits so they don't get the money. We need to make sure the money, if it's available, comes to farmers that need it and deserve it. And that does not include the four big ag companies. But yet, every year they get hundreds of millions of dollars, and the farmers that need the help don't. So, as I said at the beginning, I'd rather look at the future with hope, possibilities for what your land can yield, what your business can do, and if you're going to be taxed, the American public is being taxed, so what comes back to you needs to be something that actually helps you and helps the American public have better food. Depend on the farmer. That's what we need. Maybe that should be the cry. Make sure that what happens to the farm bill makes us able to depend on our own farmers. That's what I'm thinking about the Farm Bill. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.